program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Slacktime Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute edition.
I'm Doc
Ellis.
And I'm Bugsy. And tonight we're going to get our eat on.
We're going to eat you.
We're going to get our glutton on tonight. I'm hungry. I'm hungry for meat.
I want to eat Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
Oh yeah, let's go dig him up.
Nah, dead meat's no good. Is it?
Well, how dead? All the meat I've ever eaten has been dead.
But it wasn't like people meat. Old people meat can't be good. I guess if he's in a freezer, but he's not. He's probably in a box on the ground, or maybe even cremated in a fryer somewhere.
We could do a line of Dave Thomas.
No, man, I don't want to have an instant heart attack.
I don't want to snort all that.
Fat, Mama. Just like you said. But I like that fat. Big old arms. Place just hanging down. I like that. The legs, too. Big and round, like big old drumsticks. She's got a cute old belly, and as cute as can be. Of course, I'd hate to get stuck in all that fat and not be able to get out.
Really?
Yes. He ate too much beef and not enough other types of meat.
So they say people is white meat, like pork.
Yes.
So technically...
Long pig.
Long pig.
Long pig is wound up on the menu of pretty much every culture at one point or other. What are you going to do? All die hungry together? I don't think so.
No, why would you? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Hmm.
Hell, I could club you over the head and eat you right now.
I looked at you and I saw the proverbial cartoon hot dog man.
Yeah, you look more like a hamburger to me, but probably just a matter of taste.
Yeah, well, my beard looks like a pickle.
So if you haven't figured it out, tonight we're going to talk about the forbidden...
fruit?
Thank you. In American society, we don't say, you know, stand with a big pot and cook people. But we have symbolic forms of cannibalism in everyday life.
Obviously very strong psychological taboos against using human flesh. When one has to struggle, and people do by the reports of those who have done it, with an idea of eating it, it's disgusting, it's nauseating, literally nauseating, and it is frightening. Yet the hunger, the pains of hunger, and the hope for the survival are strong enough forces to make almost any normal person in these very dire circumstances choose to cannibalize.
As our salute to the man who killed and ate the flesh of 17 men.
In our language alone, you see terms that are cannibalistic. Cannibalistic competition. Dog-eat-dog competition. We talk about buttering someone up, grilling them, roasting them, chewing them up and spitting them out. You know, we nowadays talk about just about everything but cannibalism. It is such a terrifying thing for adults that they just don't talk about it. It is one of the last taboos in this country.
Every society, in order to exist, must maintain a number of taboos, behaviors which are forbidden, typically by God. These taboos are not explainable by intellect. These are injunctions by the superpower telling us don't do that. Once those rules are gone, anarchy prevails.
Do not taste much when it is tasty.
What's what makes it tasty, don't you know?
We got a fella in the morgue that's been trimmed up for meat. Have I got the right department? Yes, sir, this is the meat. Yes, sir, you certainly do.
I'm sorry.
All I can say. I'll eat girls or guys, I don't care, but I swear I'm not gay. My freezer because I killed them a long time ago.
Really, and now I am going to save them for a company
picnic where I might feed them in a salad or something else so that others will eat them. And then I can say, I'm not the only
cannibal
in my
people in a row. Well, how do you know? Well, which one might taste best out of them? Well, let's take a guess. You got big guys, you got little guys and big girls and little girls too. You put it in a pan, muscle or organ. You fry it up real good southern style. I don't know why, but the thought just makes me smile. Oh, the smell of people cooking in the kitchen. You just don't know. Maybe you do. I'm thinking maybe I should get in touch with you. Your friends won't let you babysit, so don't tell them.
Well, I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna get your magic powers. I'm gonna eat you cause I wanna have control of your soul.
Tell the tale.
Do you have organ problems stemming from chronic debt or unknown viral agents? Well, listen to the words I am saying to you. Due to recent interruptions in the main power grid, I am bringing to you Crazy Zootroid's Black Spot Organ Sale. Yes, fellows, the piece of garbage refrigerator is a spotty prospect. And now organs have spots, too. Get it? I must be insane. Spotted kidney, $59.95. You heard me right. Spotted heart, $99.99. Spotted liver, $18.95. It is no lie. This thing is happening to me. Get this garbage off of my hands. I don't care what you do with it. We are all friends here at Crazy Zootroids. Drop by the North Medical Tunnel, just past the Finger Hut. Hurry, you are running out of time. Forever.
Dalek, you know I would do anything for you, my love.
Of course, dear.
My little sweet meat, your eyes swirl like saucers of milk. Your neck is thin and tight, and your delicate fingers so succulent and delicious. I must just... Oh
no, not again. I cannot spare another finger to my boyfriend's gluttony, but I lack the strength to repel him.
What is wrong, happy couple?
Crazy Zootroid!
Yes, no need for lover's quarrel. Once Black Spot clearance sale is going, I close up and break out the tables. Then, magnificent reopening for Crazy Zootroid's Long Pig Buffet. I am not unreasonable fellow. If you have limbs or children, you eat something guaranteed. No rioting. You make trouble, I hack off your hands and let dogs have you. That's right. Fresh dog, make me an offer. Hey, Mr. Moneybags, I am talking to you. I have connections underground. That's right, Baby Mole Man. All cartilage, 5 wriggling bites of squinty gourmet delight. Trust me, you will taste it all week. That's Crazy Zootroids in the North Medical Tunnel, just past the Finger Hut. See you there.
Hey, I have indistinct Eastern European accent, and I'm here to tell you things.
Hey, it's Zootroid. Zootroid, you would never eat someone, would you?
Only if it was free.
Yeah, free food's hard to turn down, even if you know it's people. And sometimes you don't know and...
don't care.
And sometimes it's not free, but it's still delicious.
Delicious.
Do you remember our first date, Barry?
We ate the baby.
You filled me with your protein.
We ate the baby.
Yes. We did.
Babies are good eating.
Yes, they are.
Eat babies, citizens. It's more mouths to feed or more food for mouths. Not much of a choice, is it?
Brought to you by the Foundation for the Preservation of Homosaps.
Murder was the case, then he ate me.
There was a dude on the net who... this is that German freakazoid who got someone to... who's going to kill themselves.
Right. And he killed them instead. And he fed part of them to him.
That's right. Yes. So it happens.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it happens, and the internet made it possible. Brought to you by the internet.
Communion, at its essence, is cannibalism.
Eat my body.
And of course, early Christians were persecuted by Romans who either didn't understand or didn't care that the Christians were just eating wafers. They said, oh, they're a bunch of cannibal circus, so let's feed them to lions.
Yeah, no, those were people bits. They were wafer thin. At the time, they were really...
really?
They went to Jesus on the cross and scraped off enough bits to keep communion going.
Mm, Jesus scrapings.
Mm-hmm. But once that was gone, they had to do the symbolic body of Christ. Because, you know, you don't eat rotting flesh.
Well, I don't know, 1,000 loaves. You know, that reminds me of another delicious product I heard of once.
What?
At Christmas communions around the earth, the devout believe that through the miracle of transubstantiation, they eat the actual body and blood of Christ. Mason began the preparations for an even more impressive ceremony, with no transubstantiation necessary.
Do you remember God? Benevolent, omniscient,
and delicious.
God is back and better than ever in Glorpco's new pseudo-food product, Holy O's. Available in Rhapsodic Raspberry, Tangy Stigmata Swirl, or Transubstantiated Tangerine. Like he said, folks, eat of my flesh.
Buy this product or face eternal torment worse than your current life.
Holios.
Ezekiel 39:17 explained eating flesh and drinking blood. It's simply saying, tell the animals to come. I'm going to slaughter everybody in that group that moves against my people. It basically is a figure of speech.
It's meat.
It is.
See,
meat.
It's a survival thing. But let's say in today's society, if some catastrophe occurred, and all the food was radioactive, and the only things that were available to eat were stuff that were really deep in the ocean, or people that had been in safe houses during the cataclysm.
Well, you know, there's no reason to just abandon civilization because we're going to start eating people. There are ways around that. There are ways to keep it civilized, let people keep this myth of an individual personality that we worship in this culture. You know, you could have some kind of lottery that would be like a draft, and it wouldn't be like, oh, you got to do this. It would be, you know, you're being drafted into heroism. There's going to be a statue of you. There's going to be, people are going to sing songs about you. People who've eaten you are going to sing songs about you.
What if you don't want to go?
You could, well, then you're going anyway without the statue and the fanfare and everything else.
Which is why it's got to be prisoners or, I mean, it could be nice.
It's got to be, well, you know, any lottery, any draft is fixed to begin with.
I think that might work if, oh, I don't know, if you had the option of being given some robot body. You don't want to stop existing, but maybe you're not that attached to your body.
Well, then you push hold them and say, yeah, we're going to put your brain in this big computer. Don't worry about it. We're backing up all of the personalities under the giant personality computer. We'll bring you back later, and when you come back, you'll be a hero, person who literally gave their life so that others may live. Well, so we'll tell you.
I bet the privileged are the only ones that are going to get the good meat.
Get to it, boy, for I tell the union!
Hey, yo, stuck in a dead-end job? Make your pod proud for a change by sacrificing yourself to the werejackle. You may believe that you have everything to live for, but actually you are just a lowly food drain, no better than a sickly mole man. However, sacrifice yourself to the werejackle and you are an instant celebrity, the talk of the tunnels, until the next desperate sponge takes the easy way out. Are you gonna wipe grandma's ass forever? Try self-sacrifice. It will instantly make you cooler than you deserve to be.
Brought to you by the Werejackals Commission for more food for the Werejackal.
Obey the Werejackal.
It was about a one-foot square box, metal and wood box. My dad, 1 week, came to visit and happened to see it, and he was wondering what was in it. He didn't know. Nobody knew. And I said, Jeff, open it up. I just want to see what's in there. We got into a bit of an argument because I wouldn't open it up. And I said, Jeff, open it up or I'm going to just take it down into the basement and get a screwdriver or something and open it up. I was thinking I've got to stop this from happening. He got angry, very visibly agitated. I thought, you know, it's all going to come crashing down now. Not fathoming what could be in that box, I said, okay, just open it up tomorrow then, and then let's get rid of it, whatever it is. What was in the box? The mummified head and genitals of a young man I met in one of the bars down in Milwaukee. But the box was never opened, not in my dad's presence. And so the lies continued.
All right, let's try this again. Hey, it's ringing again.
Hello? Hello? Is this Bugsy and Doc? Is this Bugsy and Doc?
Yes, it is.
Oh my God, I'm so damn hungry. Is this the food giveaway?
Why, yes, it is.
What'd I win?
A lifetime supply of free food. Have you ever heard the phrase that one man's garbage is another man's gourmet meal?
Oh yeah, I've eaten a lot of crap.
Alright, well, if you're not tired of it, here's some free crap coming your way.
Oh yeah, give it to me.
We've got representatives outside the cave openings of every person on our list to call this morning. You should have a representative of this station outside your cave dwelling right now with your first installment of free food!
I'll go check!
We will wait right here. I believe he should be the... All right, look.
Oh, thank you! Thank you! Oh, this is so good!
Oh, he's eating it. He's actually
so hungry. Oh, God. Oh,
it's okay, wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
It hurts. Oh, it must just be from... No, this really hurts.
Uh-huh.
That's really... What's going on? What's going on?
Yes, we said a lifetime supply of free food. And I think your life's right about up. You know, and the best part about this bit is the idea actually came direct from the de facto government. So, Doc, you know what happens now, right?
No.
He's the poison food for our next winner! But no one's stupid enough to fall for that gag in this installment of Bugsy and Doc's Wake and Bake in the AM, so we'll wait for next week.
You know how hunger has that effect on people's memories and judgment.
And it makes the meat on that poor sap that much worse.
Mm-mm.
So what now?
We've caused some ills. Let's pay some bills!
The heads of little girls and put them on my wall.
But zombies.
What about vampires? What about vampires?
It is an axiom of behavioral science that vampires are territorial, while cannibals range widely across the country.
Zombies, vampires are just snooty zombies. I didn't want to eat any of the man flesh. I'll just have the blood, thank you. Fuck you. We go to Sizzler, eat a steak.
Alright, I'll give you that.
It's like having a salad.
Those voodoo people, they make real zombies.
Yes, they do.
With
chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They bury them and they come up out of the ground and they get you.
I don't know if those zombies are so interested in feasting on sweet, sweet flesh of man.
Not all zombies have been characterized as flesh eaters.
No, but my favorite kind of zombies are the flesh eaters.
Sure, well, why else would people be threatened by them?
Indeed. I mean, they're slow, they're stupid. You can fool them, you can burn them, you can whack them with your crowbar.
Or shovel.
Set them on fire, or your shovel. But, you know, they do want those brains, and there are a lot of them.
I wonder... I guess it's like a drug reaction for them when they actually get some good brains in their mouth.
Oh, yeah, like endorphin rush.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sure. Well, if we don't want zombies running around, we better burn them.
Hey, cremation is zombie-proof.
But it's not cannibalization-proof, because you can just do a line of the cremated person. Super well done.
And, you know, you're going to get, oh, dude, that had some tooth in it. You said this stuff was pure.
Just about what till never. to tell me about your dream, Peter? It sometimes helps.
I dreamed I saw the dead rise. All the graves in the churchyard opened and the dead came out. All the graves were empty.
Zombie Nation.
He began drilling holes in his drugged victims' heads to turn them into zombies.
I almost wish I was.
I have a dream. A dream where someday, zombie and man can live as one. With zombie eating man and passing man through his system. And thereby becoming one. And all the zombies will join hands and mumble. Fed at last, thank God Almighty we are fed at last.
Christmas Carol.
Zombie night. Zombie night. Humans run. Humans fight. Chasing them through the forest. To dine on heavenly brains. Zombie night. Zombie night. Humans run. Humans fight. Chasing them through. Forest to feast on heavenly brains. Zombie night. Zombie night. on heavenly brains.
Touched, unglued, alone at last. No thoughts, no mind to rot behind a trail of disasters. A final curse, abandoned hearse, we ride. Obscene, I lay upon the gravel. Day worm of hope, a hangman's rope pulls me one way or the other. A final curse, a abandoned hearse, we ride.
If we ever have space settlements, I bet there'll be cannibalism when the supply ships are late.
Hey, it's the go-to meat. I mean, yeah, I mean, that is true. What you have just said is an inevitability. If we do not wipe ourselves out and do manage to actually start colonizing space, man will eat man in space. It will happen.
But ape shall not kill ape.
Happens all the time.
In captivity, for enjoyment, for human pleasure.
Ah, another night at the ape fights.
We'll be right back.
so. But is there a point? Do we have a point to all this? Or are we just...
We like zombies.
I love zombies.
We have space zombies. That's the result of cannibalism in space. That's where the space zombies first come from.
The space zombies shambled from the dark regions.
The Dahmer
regions.
Party exhibition that went to space in the Lost in Space spaceship.
Right.
Never came back. We don't know what happened to them.
I think Dr. Smith would be the first one on the chopping block for damn sure.
I think he'd get the boy. Well, the boy's smarter than he is.
Of course, that's just me. I would have euthanized that wolf as soon as I found out he'd stowed away. Dr. Smith? He was never on my ship. Yeah. I don't know what you mean. I don't know where he went.
Well, they're not savages.
And that's why they got off repeatedly. The good guys are always so good.
Well, the rules of their little society...
Pathetic.
Kept them from killing and eating Dr. Smith.
If your morality keeps you from surviving, it's useless.
That's why the taboos on cannibalism are in place now, because it actually does help us continue to proliferate and, you know, infect the planet like a virus.
And as Spanish explorers found out, when you eat the human brain, bad things happen. Madness. There's a specific type of encephalitis that ensues from eating another human's brain.
Well, you end up growing another brain up top, and then your head's not big enough to hold it.
And then you got the soul in there, and it's like Freaky Friday, where, oh my God, I'm in my mom's body. I never knew her job was so hard.
Which is really just a Scientology thing, you know? The body thetans.
Body thetans hanging around.
Eat, baby, eat. Masturbate, baby, masturbate. We want you to masturbate. Dance, little puppet. Smoke a cigarette.
Try to keep your diet as diverse as possible.
So that you're a better meal for someone else.
Exactly. And we are just a farm for the exists.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, it all comes back.
All that subgenius stuff.
That subgenius-ish. It comes up every now and then. So we are living on a giant farm. You know, hey, Adam pissed off Jehovah by eating the apple. Just imagine who we could piss off by cracking open some killer ape and chowing down on him.
Just eat the Adam's apple.
Just eat the Adam's apple. That will be, and we'll enter a whole new revelation.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius,
write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Visit us online at lymphnodeinstitute.com.
Or
shout out at mp3.
.com/LNI or write to us at PO Box 670-541 Marietta, Georgia 30066-0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
You have heard a bunch of Misfits songs, the Lymph Node Institute performing Cannaboo, a bunch of old stuff from Wake and Bake 2, and Zombie Dreams, Timothy. Spasmatic performing Go Zombie Go, Beck performing Cold Brains, and, because rats are the masters of cannibalism, why not, Crispin Glover performing Ben.
Then the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With a friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see you've got a friend in me. Ben, you're always running here and there. You feel you're not wanted anywhere. If you ever look behind and don't like what you find, there's something you should know. You've got a place to go.
You've got a place to go.
I used to say, I and me. Now and
queen, I used to say. I and me, now it's us. Now it's we. Then most people would turn you away.
Turn you away.
I don't listen to a word they say. They don't see you as I do. I wish they would try to. I'm sure they think I can. They had a friend like Ben. A friend like Ben. A friend like Ben.
School, coming home, goofing around.
What will happen to your routine when it all comes down at once?
Don't you feel responsible for trying to help this endangered planet?
No.
Good.
Mom can show you that
the fact is, it's too late.
Things are going to hell on a fast train, and about the only thing you
can do about it is to just sit back and watch the show.
But remember,
the end of the world may be much worse and take much longer than you thought.
Will you be ready?
Will you still be sane enough to laugh?
When that which must come to pass comes to pass?
Yes! And J.R. Bob Dobbs can show you how. The Hour of Slack, every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta.